Thompson, quick shot, rebound, scores! Right at the post, Zucker. Sabres on the board, trailing 2-1.
Tage Thompson, one of the first moments of the game, brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton coming up 7:30 on the Sabres, who lost last night to the Florida Panthers. Quick thoughts on it from the first segment, if you're just waking up. They looked pretty good. It's kind of fine. They need some saves. That's my take.
They also played a team that has superstars littered throughout their lineup. I mean,
yes.
Barkov is unbelievable. The way he holds onto the puck, the plays he makes. I mean, he scored a goal last night. Like, he's just so good.
This is where I am contractually bound to point out. Real diamond in the rough, that guy. They found him, scouting him where? Right? Seventh round pick? That guy?
Is he second overall?
Second overall, yeah.
They have another guy who's pretty good that went second overall, too, on their team.
Who's that?
I believe his name is Samson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another guy scored who went third overall last night. Sam Bennett, whom hasn't exactly lived up to a third overall.
Was he fourth?
He's fourth. He's fourth, sorry.
Was he third?
No, Drysdale
went third, and then Bennett went fourth.
No, of course they have Ekblad.
Well, they just have the top five of that draft because
they do.
Wait, that's right. They have Ekblad, Reinhart, Bennett. Who are they missing? Just Drysdale? Well, he's in a contract year. Or did he sign? I don't remember. Whatever. They're loaded. They're just loaded.
Yep.
They're not going anywhere for a long time.
No, they're not. They're very good. 803-0550, our number. All right, I've got a Let's Get Stupid. You want to do it? Let's get stupid here.
Let's get stupid.
Let's get real, stupid off last night's Steelers and Giants game. So maybe you missed it. George Pickens caught a ball in the end zone and put one foot down and then got blasted in the chest, shoved out of the back of the end zone on the way down. The same foot that touched down once, touched down a second time, meaning 2 feet. One knee equals 2 feet.
Right.
Two of the same foot is less than a knee. Figure that one out.
Or a shoulder, right? Because a shoulder counts.
An elbow. Is 2 feet.
Yeah.
An elbow is 2 feet, but two of the same foot is not 2 feet.
I think I learned in college football this week that the head also counts because there was a guy whose like head landed in bounds before anything else, and they called him in bounds.
We've also learned along the way that if you land with 2 feet and your toes are up in the air, you could stand for an hour.
I hate
that. And if
that
your
so
heels
much.
Then come down, that's out of bounds.
I see.
That one doesn't make sense either.
That one I hate because when you can freeze frame, hey, there's a freeze frame where his toes are down. Like, that doesn't count.
I just want to see a guy hold it.
See, I don't think this is going to be
stupid. And sit there on his tiptoes, standing there on his toes, looking around the official like, can I put my feet down? Mm-mm. No, you have to move your feet off of the spot that they are while you're controlling this ball and put your full foot down.
Yeah.
Never mind that if you're going the other direction, toes do count as feet.
So let me ask a question. If someone just, for whatever, caught the ball at the 20-yard line and then hopped.
This is what I want to get to for Let's Get Stupid.
Oh, this is it? Okay.
This is it.
Okay.
You catch a ball.
Yeah.
You're standing on 1 foot.
Yeah.
You proceed to hop on 1 foot, 20 yards.
Yeah.
Cross the plane of the goal line into the end zone. Then drop the ball because you think, I have scored a touchdown. I've caught the ball and hopped 20 yards into the end zone and then dropped it. They would rule that play incomplete. That's incomplete. Because, it was the same foot. That doesn't count.
Right. Like the refs wouldn't blow the play dead. Like, he would cross the goal line. He would stand there on 1 foot and, like, the play would just continue.
They'd just be waiting for that second foot. Like, man, I only see 1 foot.
You could really actually play around with the clock here. I don't know if they would actually do this, but if you're up, like you hop into the end zone, the other team doesn't know the play is over, and you're just trying to wind the clock, you just stand there on 1 foot, clock keeps bleeding out.
Yeah, because the play's not over.
The play's not over.
Does the official know?
No, he's never going to know.
Hold on. Not until I see that second foot, dude. You better put that second foot down, stat.
I think the obvious correction here is that they should change the rule.
Yes, of course.
They should change it to, if you get 2 feet, if you get the same foot down twice, it's 2 feet down.
Yes.
And if your toe lands down, I'm into that one too. If your toe is inbounds, the play's over, right then and there. Your 1 foot's down and your toe for your other foot is down, play's over. I don't care what happens with your heel after. End of play. Freeze frame, end. Plus, also, you get more scoring. Wouldn't the league want that anyway?
You did.
You would think.
The Pickens touchdown should have counted last night. Yes. If you also want stupid here, and let's get stupid, is how dumb is it that Tomlin challenged that call after it was reviewed?
By Sky Judge?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Like, dude, they already reviewed it. You want to challenge it anyway? Did they let him challenge it? I didn't even see if they let him challenge it or follow through with it.
The Steelers are 6-2. They change quarterbacks, and they're fine. Actually, they probably are better.
I think they're better.
They're better with Russell Wilson on
them. They look pretty good. He's got the downfield shot. If you look at his passing charts through 2 weeks, like, they're living off him throwing the ball down the field to George Pickens. But it's kind of working. And I'm not going to lie, Najee Harris has never looked this good in his life. Has he ever? He's jumping over people now?
Yeah, he looks good. He ran for over 100 yards.
Yeah. Like, he hasn't been looking like that for 3 years entering the NFL. So, I'm not all the way to they're good, but they're maybe not as fake as I thought they were. They have a really hard schedule coming up. Like, they played all their easiest games were in the beginning of the year. So, they could definitely still drop games here coming up.
Yep. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. If you'd like to chime in, Steelers beat the Giants. There was a play last night that this is where coaches do something very smart and people on the broadcast don't know what's happening. So this is also, if we could do this, it's kind of a loosely connected point to a small gripe that some of us have with the way the Bills call their offense. Mm-hmm. They like to run on second and short.
They did it again on Sunday.
They love to run on second and short, which is a small problem, but whatever. We can table that for a little while. So last night in the game, the Steelers are up 26-18 in the game. It's a 2nd and 3, and the Giants need to get the ball back.
Yeah.
So on 2nd and 3, Brian Daboll sends out a 12-man defense on purpose.
Yeah.
Why? We want you to get this first down.
Right.
Then he used 2 timeouts. And forced a 4th-down punt, because Mike Tomlin, of course, was definitely going to punt that ball. That's playing the player.
Yes.
Listen, this is Pittsburgh. This dude's going to punt this ball.
Yeah.
Used 2 timeouts, forced a 4th-down punt, got the ball back with 2 minutes left. The Giants got the ball back in part because they intentionally took a penalty on 2nd and 3. Why? Because a 2nd and 3 is advantage offense in most situations.
Mm-hmm.
Better than a 1st and 10. In this case, downs equal time. And last night, Daboll made a smart move, and they still lost because they have Daniel Jones.
Right.
Which is a lot of why they lose.
Who I think they're about to move off of, by the way.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Did you see this from Dan Schneider? Oh, there was a couple tweets on this. Daboll called him out in postgame. Daboll, who, by the way, like losing his mind the whole game on the sidelines, which if you had Daniel Jones as your quarterback, you might do the same thing. But he said after the game, on the TJ Watt strip sack, that Jones was supposed to shift Theo Johnson, the tight end, to the right side on TJ Watt. He was focused on the coverage and didn't signal the shift. So there was supposed to be a shift on the play that the quarterback never got to. And Dan Schneider, who covers the Giants, tweeted out that he's watched enough Giants tape over the last 3 years. No, this is not the first time that Jones has made this mistake like this with a check, but it is the first time Daboll has called it out on a press conference.
So it's Drew Lock season?
It might be Drew Lock season. Which, how much better is that supposed to be? I don't know. But it might finally be the end of the Daniel Jones experiment, which is kind of weird that it's even gone this long. How long have you known Daniel Jones is not a great quarterback? So I feel like we've known for 5 years that he's not very good.
Yep.
This is his 6th season. 6. How many guys get that long of an opportunity? Like, it's not normal, I don't think, that someone, even as a first-round pick, has gotten that long. It's like E.J. Manuel got pulled in the 2nd season, like 12 games in, right? And this guy's working on 66 starts.
It's got to be ownership.
Yes.
It's probably what it is.
Yeah, I think it's probably
the owner wanted them to keep Saquon and
kept
him there probably longer than they should have.
The owner valued their playoff berth a lot.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened. And they won a playoff game, too.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Bills Dolphins, Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Did you see Josh Allen is the MVP favorite now?
It makes sense.
Yeah. He's the MVP favorite on most books. There's like a couple where he's not, but most he is. Mahomes now 3rd.
Okay, Mahomes 3rd. I'm glad you brought up Mahomes. I have a... this won't be quite let's get stupid, but if someone, if an alien landed on Earth today and watched only this NFL season,
mm-hmm.
where would that alien rank Patrick Mahomes among the starting quarterbacks?
Like, I don't know, 19th, 18th?
10th?
Maybe 10th.
Because right now there's a lot of dunking going on, and that on the Worthy versus Keon Coleman stuff.
Yeah.
And the real, I think the juicier part of that is that every one of those is a Worthy v. Coleman tweet, but it's a disguise because it's actually an Allen Mahomes tweet. Mahomes mm-hmm. has 8 touchdowns and 9 picks. Mahomes had 2 touchdowns in a game for the first time in a while. He had not thrown a touchdown in the month of October until he got 2 against the Raiders.
He has a long streak of not throwing 3 touchdowns.
It's been a year. It was gone a full year.
Yeah.
It was last year was October, mid-October.
Wow.
He has gone a full year without 3 total touchdowns in a game, Patrick Mahomes.
3 total.
Total.
So include rushing?
Include rushing.
Wow.
A full year.
Yeah.
That offense has been broken, and maybe it's injuries, maybe it's a bunch of things. The thing about Worthy, you know, you can sit here and say how he hasn't done much. He has 5 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He has 3 receiving touchdowns. Where would they be without that guy? Like, he actually is somewhat of a valuable piece to them, but their offense is not dangerous. At least it hasn't looked like it to this point. Now DeAndre Hopkins, maybe that changes things, but like all those Coleman Worthy yards over, every single one of those I saw, I didn't have the guts to do it to say, you know, this is everyone telling you that Mahomes kind of stinks right now. He doesn't flat out stink.
But he's not playing to this is the best quarterback in the world by far.
Isn't the whole idea that he was everything proof? He's got Andy Reid.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whose receivers are. This doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. He's Mahomes. He can do what he wants. He's coordinator proof. Look what they did. They traded Tyreek Hill and they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And yet now they had to go trade for DeAndre Hopkins. Listen, the injuries are no doubt a factor. Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown being out for them are no doubt a factor. But he's proving, as I think many of us would expect, to not be invincible where you can have nothing around him. The Chiefs never drafted Xavier Worthy to expect him to be their number one guy. He was supposed to be a piece of their offense, and then their offense all fell apart around him.
Worthy's catchable target rate on the season, 55%, which is 88th in the league.
That's incredible. What's Coleman's?
Let's see. But basically, while I look up Coleman's, that's almost half of Worthy's targets. Just like you don't,
but
you don't even have a shot.
Yeah,
you don't even have a shot at it.
It's not to say anything about the trade with the Bills. It's just to say, make sure you're focusing on the right dude here,
yeah.
Mahomes.
Catchable target rate for Keon Coleman 77.8%, 21st in the league.
21st versus 88th.
Yeah. 22% higher for Coleman.
Pretty good. Pretty good. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. It is Jeremy and Joe. You can join us here on WGR.